All praises to the Most High.
Shabbat Shalom, brothers and sisters. Welcome to another edition of Blueprint for Life, The Awakening. I am Pete the Preacher, live here on Blog Talk Radio. It indeed is an honor, a pleasure to be with you and to have another opportunity to do the work, which is the work of the kingdom and the work of the Most High, and come together on this holy day, this set-apart Kodesh day that the Most High orchestrated. This broadcast is brought to you by the Black Cultural Restoration Association, restoring the cultural identity of the original Hebrew man, one asleep mind at a time, that we might not only come back to our culture, but to the God of our culture, in the ways that he deemed necessary for us to have a victorious life. You find those blessings and curses in Deuteronomy 28th chapter. Let me remind you that the first part of Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, tells us of the benefits of following within the statutes and laws of being a kingdom citizen. You're not going to live anywhere unless you know the laws of the land. And we're going to talk about the seriousness of your body being a tabernacle and you being a citizen of the kingdom today, as the title of the lesson is Realm versus Realm. Realm versus realm. Dimensions, spiritual, natural dimensions, and the ongoing warfare that you can't necessarily see with your own eyes. So we're going to get into that today, and I'm not going to be before you very long. Had a very tedious night, having sprained my wrist, not getting much rest, but definitely wanted to come out and share some things with you, because I think right now people are easily being disheveled and losing focus. And I'm in reference to not just the entire world, the masses that are in a stupor in the tribulation. I'm talking about us who have a task throughout the four corners of the earth. Shabbat Shalom to my brothers and sisters that have spread out to the four corners of the earth. But we are easily distracted right now. And it's intentional. I'm not going to spend any more time as I do the YouTube videos, not today, maybe later in the week, and this Blog Talk broadcast. I'm not going to bring to you on the Sabbath current events, things that transpired, such as with Dave Chappelle, or things that are in the media about the jab or stick, because I'm finding out that you who are of a spiritual nature have not really attained or ascertained to the level of faith you need to be at in this hour to overcome and endure. It's unfortunate that the scripture that says, if there be any sick amongst you, call for the elders of the church and let them lay hands on you. Well, the sad thing is that, first, there's no confidence in the elders. Second, there's no elders with the power of the Most High upon their lives where they can cast out demons and heal the sick. Seems to be what we would call a lost art. We would just use that phrase. But the ability to do so is not lost. It's the paying the price to have that type of anointing in your life and to be able to have that type of relationship with the Most High. So you got a lot of mockery going on from Satan and the satanic world that's pulling people into Luciferianism, me-ism, worship of self, making themselves gods, and deeming all manner of sin as being lawful. So we get into a world of just major debauchery, where evil is being called good and good is being called evil. And that's the times that we're living in, which is why I will not, you know, because I see that, for instance, I'm not going to talk about the Dave Chappelle stuff today, because like I said, everybody's doing it, acting like Dave Chappelle or Donald Trump is the second coming of Christ, and neither one of them are. And of course, he didn't write that by himself, because he touched on key points that were able to perfectly distract people from what's going on in the upper echelon with the elite who work for Satan and his kingdom and what they're trying to bring forth. So every week there's more and more distractions to keep you from seeing the fact that even they are falling apart with their corrupt schemes because they can't get along because they're all fighting for individual power. I know what I'm looking for. I'm looking up to the sky to see my Messiah, HaMashiach, whom this world ignorantly calls Jesus Christ, Yeshaya, Yashaya HaMashiach, to come through that sky and to come and bring redemption and salvation. And brothers and sisters, we're closer than you know. And every week I'm going to invest my time into helping you to re-understand and better understand the times that we're living in, because you've been taught one way that has you looking for something. You've been duped by these Jesuit priests and the Vatican and the commentaries of the Holy Scriptures and the Bible and the books and Nicene Council, Council of Trent, telling you what books are canon, what books should be read, what books are of the Most High, when 2 Timothy 3:16 made it clear that all scriptures given by the inspiration of Yah, and it's profitable for doctrine, reproof, correction, instruction, that the man of Yah might be thoroughly furnished. When they say scriptures, they're talking about Torah, Tanakh, the Apocrypha, and many other books such as Jubilees and Jasher that were hidden from you. That's scripture. When you get into what this world and the King James English calls the New Testament, those are called epistles, which are letters written by the apostles to the various churches in certain cities like Thessalonica, Ephesus, Hebrews, the Romans. These are epistles and letters of exhortation and encouragement, not much unlike what we do today on all these various social media platforms to encourage the saints to keep moving, keep going, put them in admonition of the word and what the scriptures said. And that is our sole purpose. We're going to get into first aspect of why this show is titled Blueprint for Life. Commandments were given to us to be a blueprint for life. Psalms 119 is one of the more important chapters in Psalms and the longest chapter because it comprises of the Hebrew alphabet. And the children were required to learn this chapter while, it was required learning for children to know the different portions of Psalms 119 in that alphabet, which is the Aleph, the Seder, the Ayin, the Samech, the Mem. They had to learn these different portions. In them, they learned about the laws and commandments, something that has never been done away with, that unfortunately the pagan Christian church told you that it's done away with. This world spends a lot of time to get you to break these commandments on a daily basis, because once you break them, it disconnects you from Yah, and you can't be a citizen of the kingdom. The commandments puts you, and this is a theme for today. This is one of the themes for today. The commandments put you in sync with heavenly places and tablets. Understand, Bible prophecy tells us of future events. But what we consider to be future events are history to the Most High, because he knows the end before the beginning, and he lives outside of the constraints of time. It's one of the questions I've always had my entire life, that when you leave this planet, you leave the space-time continuum. So there's no, we're waiting for the Most High to come back. You go to a place where these things, that everything that is already has happened. I'm sorry to go there. Some people say you're going too deep, but the fact of the matter is that he's trying to get you to be in sync with him and his commandments so that he can reveal to you what has already happened. But when it comes out of your mouth, it will be prophetic as it pertains to a future event. Those that have gone on before us are standing up, cheering, and waiting for us to make it in. So great a cloud of witnesses, how it's described in the epistles. Cheering and hoping we get through this thing as they behold us, but they're no longer confined to death, space, and time, nor is the Most High. He already knows we're going to win, but we that are inside of time are within the free will aspect of time, to where we have to get back to where we came from, which was outside of time. Let me explain to you. Jeremiah 1 and 5, before you were formed in your mother's belly, I knew you, I called you, and I sanctified you to be a prophet unto the nations. Romans the 8th chapter, whom he's called, he's justified. Those he's justified, he's glorified. What shall we then say to this? If the Most High be for us, who can be against us? So it was preconceived, everything, that you would be in this book. But everything you're going through is trying to take you out of the book and keep you away from keeping the commandments, the dietary laws, and the Sabbaths. Now, the importance in doing these things is that you have to conform to a lifestyle to be about that life. So if you want to be sanctified, which is Hebrew word kodesh, and set apart, then you must separate yourself from the world. And many of you are still in the process of separating yourself. And it takes time. But guess what? Most High has a remnant, an elect, which is Israel. And sometimes he has to strip you away from people or strip people out of your lives to get you to come to yourself so that you can get in the place you need to be so that you can make it into the kingdom. It takes a lot sometimes for some of you to rebel against the due process that the Most High has already set in order for you to be successful and make it into the kingdom. He said every temptation that comes your way, guess what? I've made a way of escape. And most of us don't want to take the exit door when temptation comes our way. We become selfish and desire to be within that pleasure, and then we bring a heavier condemnation on us. I want to testify to you that there is such a life of peace when we set our affections on things above and separate ourselves from the world, worrying about who's going to win the game. You know, it's so hard, easy to get caught up into watching these playoffs and basketball season and football, but people are dying all over the world. And we got a system that's being ran by wicked people. Woe unto the inhabitants of the earth, because Satan hath come down having great wrath. The whole world has been turned over into the hands of the wicked, is what the scripture says. They're running this place right now for a short season because they're confined to time, and they know they don't have much time. So they're trying to take us out and escalate their process. Things that they've planned for years to enslave mankind, and Satan's five-point plan that's found in Isaiah the 14th chapter, where he said, I will be just like the Most High. I'll be worshipped. And many people don't realize that being trapped into the bondage of various religions had you worshiping Satan, who created religion to create separation and confusion and distract the saints of the Most High. I told you who the saints were. You find it in Psalms 148. Israel are the saints. Who's Israel? The scattered 12 tribes. Israel, Judah, Benjamin, Levi, that was scattered throughout the four corners of the earth, not in a concentrated area that they might be destroyed. That's not Israel over there right now, because he said when Israel gets back into their land, we'll study war no more, and the Ark of the Covenant will be revived. Because it's the power that protects. It'll be restored into the land, and there'll be no war. There's so much fighting over there right now. Racial tension, homosexual tension. Jab is killing everybody over there. And the Balfour Treaty is in the process of being reversed, which was the treaty that was established in 1948, originally in 1903, to bring a Khazarian people that were hated and refused to bow down to the sword of the Spanish Inquisition or Islam, the original enslavers and murderers and killers of our people. So they said, let's steal a culture and their religion, create another language called Yiddish that was created by Eliezer ben Yehuda. It's a mixture of Paleo-Hebrew and German and other languages put together, and
and then a bastardized form of Judaism that they followed the Talmud that had nothing to do with the Torah and Tanakh. And, of course, they deny the Messiah. And they're spoken of in Revelations 2 and 9, Revelations 3 and 9 as the synagogue of Satan. Listen to Psalms 119 and 98. Thou, through thy commandments, has made me wiser than mine enemies, for they are ever with me. Psalms 142. Thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and thy law is the truth. So you don't have the truth if you're not keeping the laws. And today I'm having a problem, and I'm preaching and teaching to this. And as I said, I'm not going to be long, is that many of us have a form of godliness, but we're denying the power thereof. I'm not happy hearing about Hebrews getting sick and running to the hospital, or those supposedly in the truth losing their faith that quick, or even just dropping dead and dying. Yeah, we're going through Jacob's trouble, but I'm a firm believer in these scriptures. But the reason most people don't believe he's a healer, because they've never experienced his healing properties and his healing power. Many of you have not had proper introduction to the presence and glory of the Most High, nor have you come into his presence. We're told when Moses was on the mountain and he had a chance to witness the glory of the Most High, he asked him, he said, show me your face, show me your glory. But here's the big part I want you to take from that. After he came off the mountain, having been amongst the glory of the Most High, the people could not stand to look at him for the presence of Yah shining from his face. The glory began to shine from his countenance, and he had to wear a veil because the power was on him and emanating from within him, from having been in the presence of the Most High. Have you had an encounter with the Most High that has changed you, brought you into other dimensions? That's what's missing. We're trying so hard to talk about the pagan Christian church and what they did there, and you want to make sure you don't emulate that, but there's nothing wrong with a worship, a praise, and a song, and a coming together to worship with your brothers and sisters, where he said, I inhabit the praises of my people. As you can see, I'm already into this, so I'm going to get deeper into this. I want you to see something as we talk about presence of Yah changing who you are. I want you to hear something. Go to Titus, the third chapter and the fifth verse. It's not by works of righteousness, which we have done, because we, you know, pause for a second. We can get pretty lifted up when we know we've done a lot of things, which is where a lot of you make a mistake and you do your works of charity for everyone to see that you might be, you know, exalted and lifted up. You've received your reward, Matthew's sixth chapter tells us. So it's not by just the works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us. Now, how do we receive salvation? Look what he says. By the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. What I'm getting ready to point out, all praises to the Most High, is that not only must you be born again, but it said, let this mind be in you, which was also in HaMashiach, Christ Jesus. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, changing the way you think and leaving yesterday behind you and pressing toward the mark, like Apostle Paul said. See, I know you can be plagued with imaginations and thoughts, and even more so today, as we see artificial intelligence being used by Satan to control the masses, because Satan wants to be like the Most High. And one thing he doesn't have the ability to do that the Most High does is that he doesn't have the ability to read your mind, to know what you're thinking, to be everywhere at the same time. So he sets up his little grid called artificial intelligence. And believe it or not, there are people that want the Neuralink chip inside their head so that they can be one with the computer. And now there are people even saying that if we don't become one with the computers, they're going to destroy us because they have figured us out through algorithms and artificial intelligence. Me, myself, I'm like, no weapon formed against me can prosper. Book of Daniel told us that iron and clay cannot cohabitate. Let's go back to regeneration. When you look at the word re within itself means to do once more, to do again. Now, if you look at that word closely, I want you to pay close attention because you skip over many things in scriptures and you don't catch it. When he's saying that he saves you by regening you, DNA is big right now because Satan is trying to do like Yeshua told us he would do in the last days. It would be just like the times of Noah. No flesh will be saved. And people don't understand that there's a computing system and active parasites that are being put inside of them right now, which is causing DNA changes that can never be reversed. Because you don't have faith in the Most High, you're signing up for a system that you're putting your faith in, thinking there's salvation in an injection, when salvation is right here in 5. And so he washes us, and we're born again, and then he washes us by regening us. Brothers and sisters, you don't realize that the power of the Holy Ghost, which he says in 5, you're renewed by the Holy Spirit. Acts 5 and 32 says, I give my spirit, the Holy Spirit, to those that obey me. What is the obedience? If you love me, you'll keep my commandments. 1 John, the 3rd chapter. 1 John 2 and 3 says, we hereby do know that we know him if we keep his commandments. For if you say you love him, but you don't keep his commandments, you are a liar. And the truth, what is the truth? The law is not in you. Which makes you a candidate for Matthew 7, 21 through 23. Didn't I do all these things for you, Lord? And he's going to say, depart from me. I never knew you. Because to know is to have intimate knowledge and to spend time with him. And we're going to get into that time spending in a minute. But the intimacy comes in being submitted, obedient, and filled and changed. Satan is busy trying to change people with their sticky stick because he wants to be like the Most High, who through the power of the Holy Spirit regenes you. Do you know when you accept him, start keeping his commandments and get baptized, laid on of hands and receive the Holy Spirit, something begins to change in you, your carnal nature, your desires, your lusts, your cravings. You become sanctified, kodesh, set apart. You don't even really want the world anymore. You don't have the same pleasure. You become numb. What used to be turn up and kick it. But many of you have not come out of this world. To do a generation over again is what Titus 3 and 5 is saying he can do. He comes to regene you. Change your RNA, natural types to spiritual. And we're talking about realm versus realm. So there are dimensions that you will be allowed to go into once you receive the Holy Spirit, because when Christ died, the veil of the temple was ripped. And now that it was ripped, he said, now everybody as a priest under the order of Melchizedek can boldly approach the throne. Where I sit, can go up into the kingdom of heaven. Where, if I'm keeping these commandments, these laws, and these holy days, these dietary laws, I can go straight to the Father and make my petitions known. I don't need the tribe of Levi. I don't need a high priest. I got my brother, Yeshua HaMashiach, making intercessions. Yeshua making intercessions on the right hand of the Father. But there was a time where we didn't have access. And when we talk about access, we're talking about dimensions. So you don't realize the power of you praying three times a day. Not only are the angels going back and forth on your behalf, you have the ability to talk to your daddy and go back and forth on his behalf. You're being regened by the power of the Holy Spirit so that when he comes, you will be transformed into immortality. And the dead in Christ, that spirit that's in them will cause them to rise from the grave. You have initiated not only a membership and status, but a rejuvenator and a regenerator inside of you. Do you see this, brothers and sisters? When I first read this, I was like, this is genetic experience, because you're born and shapen in sin. So you've got to be changed. So you don't go get baptized until you're ready to walk away from this world and your sin. This is a complete transformation. When you are baptized, you are in the spirit world given a heavenly garment which identifies you. You will no longer fit in. And he told you, they didn't love me, so what makes you think they're going to love you? You're not going to get the keys to this kingdom and the red carpet treatment. No. The ones getting the red carpet treatment are worshiping Satan, drinking blood, adrenal chrome, spirit cooking, going to secret society meetings, pledging their allegiance, taking the Luciferian initiation, which is the sticky stick. I know you refuse to believe it because they haven't clamped in on you. And I'm telling you why they haven't clamped in on you, because there's distrust and disorder at the top level of that pyramid. And Satan is at that top. And right now they're falling apart because the days are going by so fast, because Yeshua said, except there be a shortness of time, no flesh will be saved. So I got to shorten the time. We just had New Year's, and it's October. We haven't shaken the dust from 2020 off of us yet, and 21 is almost over. So let me stay focused on what I'm trying to get out to you right now. Also, the word re means to bethink yourselves. And the scriptures told us that the children of Israel, where they are in their captivity, would begin to bethink themselves and say, wait a minute. So here's the key. Everybody's waking up and seeing who they are and the lies that have been taught to us our whole life. But it has to go beyond that. Some of you waking up on the wrong side of the bed, still sleepy, going back to sleep, pressing snooze. It's not enough to know, brothers and sisters. You have to be regenerated on a spiritual level and not be regenerated on Satan's physical level and take an initiation with him. That's a computing system. It's Luciferase. People are glowing. Let me tell you, these people are so far ahead of you and your understanding. And I'm not saying this for your fear, because we're not doing that today. But those little machines at the airport that you thought was just to scan you to see if you got a gun, no, they're going to be able to scan to see if you've gotten the initiation inside you before they let you travel. Because the people that have it inside them, when they're put under a certain type of lighting or that machine, they're glowing. So, my point today, as I said, is not only to increase your faith, but we're looking for soldiers to stand up and raise up and take their place as being true leaders within Israel. and start casting out demons, fasting, laying hands on the sick. Bible tells us in the book of Mark, the 9th chapter, that these type of demons come out only one way, through fasting and prayer. When Christ would heal people, tell them now, go sin no more. Because what is sin? John 3 and 4, transgression of the law, breaking the laws is sin. Not smoking and drinking. That's a religious traditional, that's that talk. It's when you don't want to and act like you can't keep the laws and making excuses for keeping them and purposely eating pork, crab, lobster, your shrimp, going to your clubs to pick up strange flesh and take home and just living a life of fornication, talking about we kicked it, picking up demons. So there's a clarion call going out right now because I could see such a focus a week ago. Now I'm seeing a lack of focus in just 1 week period. And everybody's strongly distracted. Dave Chappelle's not Yeshua HaMashiach, whom this world calls Jesus Christ. The answer's not with him. And our time is not up. Because he's going to close this out once the last person that's supposed to be, whose name is in that Lamb's Book of Life, once that last person comes in, then it's closed out. That means we still got some preaching to do. Because once we get in the kingdom, we won't be preaching, we'll be praising, celebrating, keeping the commandments, and talking about how we got over. Then we can really sing that. But in the meantime, we must do the work, keep performing the work, and be the salt of the earth and the light of this world. We are supposed to show hope, and we're supposed to just raise Satan's blood pressure up by being the salt of the earth. Give everybody the natural spiritual hypertension. Actually, salt is a savior. What it does is it will allow, you can put salt, cover some meat in salt, and it will preserve the meat. We are the only things preserving this earth from total annihilation and destruction right now. I pray that you're with me. I'm going to move away from Titus 3 and 5, but I just wanted you to see the power in Titus 3, 5. The Greek word for regeneration is palingenesia, which is a rebirthing. And then it's also the rebirth of physical creation when Christ returns. And then it's also Kodesh, as you've heard me mention many a times, which is to be regenerated, set apart, and totally washed. So you don't understand. I used to love how my grandmother, and then when they went to church, they used to have something that they used to say. I looked at my hands, and my hands looked new. I looked at my feet, and they did too. Places I used to go, I don't go no more. They were saying in their own kind of way that I am changed. I am completely different. I am regenerated. And I'm really believing that the reason why a lot of us who are so-called believers are still getting sick, dying, is because we have not allowed ourselves to be regenerated, because we have a form of godliness and we're denying the power thereof. And the power has gone. And the faith and belief in the leadership of our churches, and the power of the Most High to heal us. Either you believe it or you don't believe it, that he can do this. And I need you to believe with your whole heart, because it's time for us to stand up and be counted. We're to walk through this land like Jedis, like giants, not the giants of the fallen angels, but we're not supposed to be cowering down and hiding in our homes and talking about I'm waiting on him to come. No, You got to do charity amongst your brothers and sisters. That's praying for them, laying hands on them, making somebody who's sick a meal, exhorting them. You can't put more fear in them. Why do you talk like the world when somebody says they're sick? Did you do this? Did you do that? Did you do this? Has anybody said repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand? Does anybody say, hold on, don't say nothing else. I'm about to pray for you right now. No, we don't do that. We quick to come down on their vibration, their frequency, their level, and become negative and start talking a whole line of, I'm concerned and it's going to be all right. You'll get through this. You sound worse than they sound when they called you. Remember, brothers and sisters, Satan is looking to destroy the Israelites so that there's nobody for Yeshua to come back for. Destroy our faith. Wipe us off this planet with that SMC Luciferase, MRC-5, aborted fetus cells, mostly black babies and their blood and their organs inside this stuff. And now understanding that there are eggs and parasites that grow and consume and take over your body, and now you have a computing system inside you, so he's like, okay, you're one with the machine now. And now that you're one with the machine, that means that what's inside you has a patent on it, and you no longer own yourself, but you belong to someone who owns that patent because you're officially a GMO. And the Most High is separating right now. There's a separation taking place. And we need to know who's on the Most High side. That means no fear, not even fear of death, for that's been conquered and destroyed. Be regened. When we come back, let's talk about the secret place that's a part of the regeneration. That Babylon is falling. We just got to be talking about regeneration. We don't believe in no reincarnation. It's appointed unto man once to die, then after that comes judgment. that while you're alive, you're being transformed and changed. And the scripture said, he maketh us to sit in heavenly places. We can hold audience with the Most High. I love how Job said, when we're asleep at night, he speaks to us and gives us instructions and seals it up in a dream. And you can wake up the next day completely re-instructed, transformed, and be a whole new person. You don't understand the power of regeneration. I can remember the Most High delivering me from the streets, and once when I had addictions in the 80s and 90s from when it hit our community. But when he cleaned me up, there were times I would be around people who probably didn't like me or didn't want to see me around and be successful, but something about his Holy Spirit that hid me. And we're going to talk a little bit about that, but what happened with Moses, he was unrecognizable with the power of the Holy Spirit enshrouded, encapsulated by the power of Yah, unrecognizable. And then there are various dimensions. Since today our lesson is realm against realm, there are dimensions we can't see in. The furthest we can go is 3D, but there's the fourth dimension, all of that. And the dimensions we create, Satan's trying to create his dimensions through his 4G, 5G, 6G, 7G, 8G. Because he's not building algorithms and AI for you, but for his bots and his demons, because there's demons in the machine. But I won't get into that. That's another lesson about the frequencies, and I'm not going to allude to that. I thought I would get into that today, but we'll do that another time, about how the radio stations, record companies, the televisions, and we're all asked to change the frequencies that these spirits can ride on and attack your body and possess you. But there's a frequency which is spiritual that connects you to the heavenlies and connects you to the holy tablets, because you're in sync with the angels and the Most High with the instructions you're supposed to do every day, praying three times a day. Seventh day, resting your body and having the Sabbath. Leviticus 23, the holy days, eating foods that are clean, that harmonize with your body. This puts you on a frequency that gives you divine protection so that you can walk into the Holy of Holies where the Most High is. You can't go before the Most High when you're breaking his laws every day, because sin cannot be in his presence. You'll die. This is why he redeems you, so that you can go before him in the morning, in the evening. And he said, I make it you to sit in heavenly places. I can take you in a vision like I did Paul, Elijah, Enoch, physically, can transform you. Go to the next one, which is the secret place found in Psalms 91. I'm not going to read the whole chapter, because many of you have read it. And what I don't like, you've read it, but you don't believe it. And it has not sunk in. The importance of Psalms 91 is protection from pestilence, viruses, diseases, and sicknesses in the last days. The promise was that he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My power in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler, from the noisome pestilence. That means everything they've been cooking up in their labs to destroy Israel. It's genetically altered to attack the black and brown man. So let's get that straight. But many of you read this and you have no confidence in it. And it's because I'm here to tell you today, is because you have not found that secret place. And we're going to talk about secret place, but Matthew tells us that whoever will go in his closet in secret, I will reward you openly to pray. But the thing is that most of us aren't praying every day. There is a secret place in the presence of the Most High, and it's a place we have to live in every day. Now, I don't need you to go too far ahead of yourself, which is what most people do. But it's accessible by the blood of the Lamb. Now, in his presence is where strength is found. In the presence of the Lord is the fullness of joy. And the joy of the Lord is our strength. Did you hear all that? Let me say it again. In the presence of the Lord is the fullness of joy. And then the next scripture says the joy of the Most High is our strength. In his presence is the fullness. So how do we get in his presence? He inhabits the praises. So what's that secret place? If I can find a place of praise where every day my attitude is one of gratitude, that will change my latitude. So I am thankful every day for the life he's given me. I'm not deflected and distracted about, am I going to die from this thing that's out here? Should I get it or should I not get it? Do you know you're doing yourself a disservice when you begin to communicate with those who are not of Yah? Because they're living according to the dictates of the flesh. Of course they're going to walk in fear. But we don't and can't, because the Most High said, I have not given you a spirit of fear, but love, power, and a sound mind to make a decision like, I'm not doing that. A sound mind is common sense, which is not common anymore. But you won't have this if you're not in his presence and spending time in the secret place. He that dwelleth, that means lives. How do you stay? That goes back to the epistle that says men must always pray. Pray without ceasing. How do you do that? May the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. I have to learn, you know, some comedians say, you know, I can see humor in all things. But we as believers have to be able to see praise in all things. How to be able to thank the Most High in all things. He said, in all things give thanks, and for all things give thanks. And then he also told us to be looking out for the poor, the homeless, sick, and you got things to do every day, work to do every day. But you're being so distracted by fear. The secret place can be found by the blood of the Lamb. And when you pray, Matthew 6 said, don't be like the hypocrites who love to pray in churches and synagogues, pagan temples, and want everybody to see him and pray on the streets and yelling in the streets. And you're a hypocrite. Because when you do these things, you got your reward. He said, go in your secret closet. Dwelling in the secret place is our quiet time of prayer, and we are to pray daily. When Yeshua taught the disciples to pray and said the part about give us this day our daily bread, that tells us we must pray daily. What we need for today. We have to be in a constant mind and state of prayer. This is why you don't even have time for the world, because the world says, I'm bored. I need something to do. Let's go to the game. Let's go to the club. Let's go kick it. Let's go chasing. Let's go get drunk. Let's go to the bar. So the secret place has benefits. And everyone has an individual secret place that gives them the modification of protection for their lives and their children's lives. The goal you should have is to get addicted to being in his presence. so that when you feel angst or anxious trying to come on you, because we shouldn't have anxiety because that's an akin to a spirit trying to oppress you. We should be able to know that I'll find some peace from this external force, because greater is that that's in me than anything in the world, once I connect in his presence by worshiping and praising. That's why you have to be highly sensitive to, like, not following routines and traditions, but what is he saying? Do I wake up this morning and turn on music? Do I wake up and get on my knees? Do I just turn everything off, be still, and know that he's God? What do I do today? Follow his presence. A lot of us get up in the morning too fast and we don't reflect on our dreams, knowing that the spirit conscience was somewhere and may have been given some instruction or some prophetic insight. You're being redeemed and changed. And as you change, there's a secret place you must be in. Why? Because you're no longer of this world. You have reconnected with the heavenly you by stripping off the world, pruning it, and walking in that spiritual place that it has a connectivity to the heavenly tablets and the heavenly realm. What does that mean? We are in this world, but not of this world. Be ye in the world, but don't be of it. Be a pilgrim, be a stranger passing through. Know that you don't belong and that the sons of righteousness are waiting for the manifestation. So you're not going to see the privileges and benefits that are in 91 until you have, I keep wanting to say an introduction to the Most High, or this meeting, this one-on-one, this transformational experience with him. And a lot of you have not had that transformational experience that makes you fall on your face and lie prostrate on the floor and say, I'm not worthy. A brokenness, a contrite and broken spirit, he will not despise or push you out. I got to talk this to you, because Israel right now is too busy trying to get caught up. They're getting excited right now because we see, like, oh, prophecies being fulfilled. And, what you know? Yeah, I know about that too. You heard about, yep, I saw that. But you're not working on you. You still got fear on you. You're not flowing in the power of the Most High. You're missing out on something. Occupy until I come. Lay hands on the sick. Cast out devils in my name. You're not moving like the disciples who every day was on the battlefield handling that business, converting people by teaching them the law. Psalms 19:7. And healing the sick and casting out demons and representing the kingdom verbally, austerely. This power is not for you to just feel good, keep to yourself, and look at everybody else and say, No. Israel, y'all getting too caught up on what's going on and getting all excited, like, we one day closer to going home. You still got to talk to your family about repenting. That means stirring up enemies. Your neighbors, you may be the only Christ that some of them will ever see through your regeneration. When I see you just drop all your beliefs out of fear and run to the hospital, I got a question. If you didn't call, do what the Bible said, do first. Because the way it's going right now, with FEMA taking over the hospitals, you go in, but you don't come out. Give you something to think about there, doesn't it? People are going in but not coming out. You got families fighting to figure out how to get them released so they can give them something that'll really work, not the stuff that's causing sepsis and killing them. They're fighting to try to get them out. These benefits, it's so clear that Psalms 91 is for this remote generation and so prophetic. And it talks about in verse 7 how many would be dying all around us. We see all this. But 10 said, no evil would befall thee, either you believe it or not. Some of you trying to learn about the trumpets and the seals when you should be learning about being sealed up with the Holy Spirit. And you sounding the trumpet like Isaiah 58 said, lift up your voice like a trumpet in Zion and show my people their sins, their transgressions. Some of y'all got family members that don't want to hear it because they live in that elemental PQRST lifestyle. Looking at you like you crazy. Don't worry about them looking at you like you crazy. Ezekiel said, set your forehead like a flint rock and deal with it because you're trying to save them from hell fire, eternal damnation. It's an interesting place to be in when you start separating from the world as you go through this vast array of emotions of what your life used to be and how your life is now. I wonder if you're missing out on something. No, you're not. You're dying out to the flesh. You want to walk with him until you're like Enoch. You're just caught up. The regening is trying to set your mind to love this walk with Christ, you and Christ. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. So verse 14 in Psalms 91 says, because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him, and I will set him on high because he knows my name. In 16, he promised us long life. But are you in the secret place? And a lot of you don't have that secret place. You're wearing fringes. You're wearing a head wrap. But you're still bound by lust because you won't fast. Still plagued by your past mistakes and memories. You still desire things of the world. You're still trying to be a man pleaser, people pleaser, bucking for prestige and position and status. You still have a spirit of idolatry, and you still have a spirit of covetousness. You want that house, that car, those clothes, that woman, that man. You still got the world on it. You can't even keep the Big Ten or explain the Big Ten. You don't even know that bearing false witness is gossiping, which is pretty much Instagram. I have cut off Facebook and Instagram. I'm delivered. I know why y'all sitting up here thinking Mark Zuckerberg owns Facebook anyway. The government owns it. Not about to let trust no man that has half the world's population on his platform and he can control them. You got to be kidding me. And have a file on half the people in this whole world? That belongs to a governmental agency. Why would you align yourself up with that? Secret place is a place of secret prayer, and even when you're in your mind praying and not being distracted by the ways of this world. Let's move on so I can get ready to close out. I don't want to keep you long because I said I wasn't going to be long because I wasn't feeling the best, but we're getting through this. When we talk about realm versus realm, we're talking about a realm is a royal domain, a kingdom, a region, a sphere. It dominates. It's a special province, a field of something or someone. And right now we are in spiritual warfare. We can't grab a better scripture than Ephesians 6 and 10. And let's go ahead and get it. All right, let's go ahead and go through this. Make sure I covered everything. Bear with me, give me 1 second. One second. Okay. Yeah, let's move into 6 and 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of the Most High that you might be able to stand against the wiles, his tricks, his deceptions right now. The reason a lot of people are giving in is because they don't have on the armor. Now, let's talk about realm against realm. Verse 12, but we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. It's not the actual person that's causing you a problem, that cousin, that brother, that sister, that child, but it's a principality, a principality. Let me deal with this because I know most people will skip by things and you have no idea what it really means. Let me give it to you. We're going to go through these one by one so you'll understand them. You think you know. In the Greek, in Hebrew, it's marashah. Marashah. And in the Greek, it's called arshe, and it's a magistrate or a power. When you look at Daniel, I believe the 10th chapter, it talks about the prince of Persia hovering over a city and how Michael, the archangel, had to come along with another angel just to pass that dome, that sphere that covered the city. Like where I live, I know that same spirit that was over Sodom and Gomorrah and perversion hovers over this city with the things that are happening with artificial intelligence and perversion. So it's an arc, a dome. We talk about a principality, read something that's over a particular region. So we're dealing with that. So people that are up in that are in that atmosphere, that spirit has a stronghold over them, and that has to be broken, which takes us back to, are you spending time in the secret place? And takes us back to, do you have the power and have you been fasting? We have to fast at least once a week now as believers because of the level and increase of demonic activity right now, as spoken of in 2 Baruch 24 and 25. We're in the tribulation and there's a stupor over people. And we can break that power and we don't have to struggle fight. This is no exorcist like a movie. Satan and his demons have no authority over us, cannot touch us, can't destroy us, cannot possess us. As long as we are in good standing with the Most High, keeping the commandments and filled with the Holy Spirit, they fear you when you come. They will lash out at you or run from you. They can't touch you unless the Most High gives them permission. So when we see Marashah, it's a principality that's overlying. Powers against the rulers of the darkness of this world. That's self-explanatory. The darkness of the world are the dark arts, the witchcraft, the murders, the secret sacrifices of children that you don't see, the drinking of children's blood and adrenal chrome, and against spiritual wickedness. That would be sexual perversion, murdering, killing, sacrificing people, and abortions, all of this in high places. It's not what you see, it's what you don't see. There are witches and warlocks that are sacrificing and killing people that they can. They can feed the fallen deities and angels and demons in that region so that the power that's in that region will stay strong. They sacrifice to those gods. Even more so now that we're in this season that they like to call Red October that leads to their Samhain, which you call Halloween, there are so many people being trafficked and kidnapped for sacrifices for their high holy day that they worship. That you got the nerve to let your kids participate in on a lower level, lower frequency. Any frequency that's connected to that, you're a part of the main frequency of worshiping Satan. So let's get into what he says for us to do as believers who are in the secret place in this particular realm. As we're fighting in realms, you need to understand, once again, there are various dimensions. Satan and his fall and the fallen angels and the watchers, the 200 watchers that are trapped up under this firmament are mad because they can't get back into certain dimensions. Now they can transform themselves. That's why the scripture says, be careful how you entertain strangers because some have entertained angels unaware, not just the holy angels, but the fallen angels. So this thing about serpents and transforming into other beings like that, it's real. It's real. I'm sorry to tell you that we're living in a sci-fi movie. Satan is trying to get back into the heavens with the information he knows. And listen to this. Enoch, the 16th chapter, and I've taught on this. Inferior technology Satan and his demons have. But the whole world is going crazy over this technology. Did you get the new iPhone 13? And did you see the new artificial intelligence and the facial recognition systems and how you can wave your hand and pay for stuff and you can do all this? And check this out. Book of Enoch, the 16th chapter. From the days of the slaughter and destruction and death of the giants, from the souls whose flesh the spirits have gone forth. It's the dead giants' spirits that are antagonizing us in the earth. They shall destroy without incurring judgment. Thus shall they destroy until the day of consummation. That means, if you read 2 Baruch 24 and 25, we're moving into the times of consummation because we're in the tribulation, Jacob's trouble, and a stupor. The great judgment in which the age shall be consummated over the watches and the godless. Ye shall be wholly consummated. Verse 2, and as to the watchers who have sent thee to intercede for them, he's talking to Enoch, who had been aforetime in heaven, they used to be in heaven, Most High said, tell them, you have been in heaven, but all the mysteries had not yet been revealed to you, and you knew worthless ones, and these in the hardness of your hearts you have made known to the women. And through these mysteries, women and men work much evil on the earth because of what the fallen angels are teaching them. And man is worshiping science and technology right now, thinking that they're getting so much technology and information, but they don't know about these space Jews. I'm sorry, I just had to say that. They're the technology that Apple, Google, all of them have, that they're trying to control us with and change man's DNA. Most High said, you don't know nothing. I already knew what you were going to do. I'm omniscient. I'm all-knowing. I know what a man is thinking. I know what he's going to do before he does it. And that's where Satan's trying to get with his algorithms. They're trying to get to the point where they know before you get on social media what you want to see, what you want to buy, what you want to purchase, what interests you. Even if it's something to do with the opposite sex, it's going to pop up because you kept pressing on stuff and liking stuff. He said that technology ain't nothing. They don't know anything. And they have the nerve to think they're going to be able to fight against Yeshua, Hamashiach, when he comes through the clouds. They're not going to be able to fight against him. Nor the restoration of the Ark of the Covenant and the power that comes with it. So what do we do here? In this realm, to fight against that heavenly realm, there's the earthly realm, there's your physical realm, there's the realm where the sun, the moon, and the stars are, and then there's the heavens. Paul makes it clear how he went into the third heaven, and the fourth heaven, the fifth heaven, seventh heaven. There's a demonic realm below the earth, a lake of fire and hell burning with brimstone. There are realms when we go to sleep, and they call it REM sleep in your mind, that Satan tries to attack you during your sleep, and angels can minister to you in your sleep. It's a whole nother realm. You got to understand. I wish I could really break it down, but the Most High lives outside of time. We jump inside of a body, occupy time, perform our tasks, then go back outside of time. So that's going to be has already been where they are. And so many things you learned wrong that you don't understand because texts have been hidden from you. You are released from mortality and this corruptible body when you go back. This will help you to deal with death better and the death of your loved ones, especially if they love the Most High. They're rooting and cheering you on. Don't forget when Abraham's bosom, when the rich man said, can you go back and warn my brother? They're like, nah, it's preachers down there. You better listen. Take unto you the whole armor of high, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, which is right now. So if you ain't got all this on, you're not going to make it. Having your loins girt about with truth. Your loins is where you perform sexual acts and your lust takes place. And most of the times you lie about what you lust for in that area or what you've done in that area. So there's no truth. And the law is the truth, which is supposed to be a girdle to keep you chaste. Because righteousness does not come with sexual immorality. It's the problem today. Everybody's screwing everything moving. That's why you can't stand in the evil day. The breastplate of righteousness, which we know is the commandments and laws, but that breastplate protects your vital organs of the essence of who you are. But you need the law. That's that secret place. So it's not just prayer, but it's keeping the commandments that keep you in a secret place. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul of man, making wise and simple, Psalms 19 and 7. That is part of the secret place. Job was in it, and Satan said, I can't get to him because you got a hedge around him. And it's also delighting yourself in the law. Not saying, oh, I got to do this, oh, it's the Sabbath, you can't do this, I can't do this. What? I'll be glad when the Sabbath is over so I can go across the street, get me a hamburger. What? Friday is preparation day. Go get you a burger on Friday and your bottle of wine on Friday and let it sit there for Saturday and you should be ready. Because in the wilderness, he used to give us double for our trouble on Fridays so that we wouldn't have to do anything on Saturday. Because normally the manna spoiled every day, but he wouldn't let the manna spoil on Fridays. It lasted for Friday and Saturday. When it says your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel, that means you've been studying and your walk, every step you take is all about the word. You see the word. You remember the word. You're reflecting on the word. And the gospel of peace that'll keep you in peace while this whole world is going crazy, bonkers, stupor, loopy as I don't know what, because their internal DNA systems are being transformed. And then above all, listen to this. Above all of these things I mentioned, please take the shield of faith, wherewith you'll be able to quench all fiery darts of the wicked. Everything they're throwing at us right now, if you keep faith, power and love of sound mind, knowing that I'm not going to try to prep too much stuff, because when you start prepping, you're putting more faith in what you prep than the Most High. That's a trick. You're doing what the world is doing. We can't do what the fake Israel is doing in Khazars, and we can't do what the world is doing. We got to consult him. In all thy ways, acknowledge me, and I will direct your path. What's going to guard your thoughts, your head, your brain? Salvation. And what's going to help you to fight back is the sword of the Spirit. The Holy Spirit knocks demons out. Do you have the Holy Spirit? When the Holy Spirit is on you, you can walk down the street and demons move. Get out the way. Get out the way. Yes, they do. What happened with the man, the Gadarene, who was cutting himself when Christ came to the tombs? He fell on his knees, started acting like he was worshiping. He was scared to death. He said, you came to torment us before our time. Please don't cast us out. If you are, cast us into the swine. Demons recognize demons. Like they say, game recognize game. If you got the Holy Spirit in you, these demons are going to back down because they recognize that you have faith and power. Why are you tripping on what's going on right now? Live your best life. Sword of the Spirit, which is the word of the Most High. And here we go again with the secret place, verse 18. Pray always. Praying always. Praying in the Spirit and always watching everything that's going on with all perseverance, meaning I'm going to endure. And pray for the saints, Israel, throughout the four corners of the earth. We're in this battle of realm against realm, and it's a spiritual battle. Please stop the fear. Worried about CV-19. tried to attack me, but no weapon formed against me can prosper. I didn't go run, get this and get that. And while it was trying to fight me and attack me, I lost a parent. Enemy came in like a flood. But the Most High lifted up a standard against him. I have some unbelievable joy and peace. Reflections are sad because of a time that's gone by. But when Paul speaks, he says, count it all joy. He said, this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind me, I got to press toward the mark. Now I got to press toward the mark. So the news is not going to change. You might as well turn it off. Focus on this word. And we got to stop just watching videos on YouTube, different camps, preachers and teachers. Now, you got to get this power in you and let it start manifesting and being about your ministry and your business and this full armor and this spiritual warfare. The video's not your salvation or getting a new teaching, having itching ears and all that. No, it's about Revelations 22 and 14. You have to do, not listen, not hear. Revelations 22 and 14 said, here are they that do my commandments. And that charity is a part of it. It's time for us to be able to bless Israel because a lot of us are going through. Well, I stayed on much longer than I thought I would stay. And just want to say, be encouraged. Please be encouraged. This too shall pass. We're closer than we've ever been before. But occupy until he comes. Remember, the only for sure obstacle to truth is to think that you already have it, because truth is a journey, not a destination. We shall win in the end. Your prophecy is future foretelling. But your prophecy ain't nothing but history to the Most High, because it's already done. We already win. Shabbat Shalom.